Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 3 to 7 on Boston's Rock Station, WAAF.
What's up, Seamus?
It's a very, very unique, extravagant name you have there, Mistress Carrie. Do I always say Mistress Carrie every time I address you, or can I...
You can just call me Carrie, it's cool.
Okay. Even though Mistress Carrie is pretty cool.
The listeners named me that because I'm like the other woman in their lives besides their wives.
Ah, I get it now. Now I understand. Sorry, I'm not living up in that part of the woods. So obviously, I mean, I'm well educated now. So yeah, that's cool. I understand that. I get that. Fair play to you providing that service. That's great.
Listen, you may not be from this part of the world, but here in Boston, we've got probably more Irish people than Ireland. You've got to have family here.
Yeah, I had. I literally actually the first city I went to when I came to America, when I was 18, I came to Boston. I lived in West Roxbury for a little bit, and then I lived in Brighton after that. So there's a lot of Irish family up there, all across the state actually. So it still has a great place in my heart. Actually, Boston, I'm a really big fan of it. It's one of my favorite cities in the country, and I always love to go there. So I've been there many, many times, even before I came to WWE, so it's a great out spot.
So you're going to be in town on Saturday. I'm assuming all that family is going to hit you up to try and get on the guest list at the Sangha Center.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. I enjoy it, you know. I'll tell you what the most stressful thing is. The most stressful thing is going back to Ireland when we do shows there twice a year. Is when you get, like, everybody coming out of the woodwork. If I had 10,000 tickets, I still wouldn't have enough tickets, to be honest with you, for a show back in Ireland. So it's a little less stressful when I come to Boston, but it's still good to be able to sort everybody out and get everyone tickets and get them to the show, because you got to look after the family, right? I know that's a big thing in Boston, too. Family comes first.
Absolutely. Your family's got to be shocked at how big of a star you've become.
My old fellow will still bring me down to earth, you know, by slagging me off. They don't let me get too big for me boots, and they never have. So I'll always get abuse off them in a friendly way. Us Irish are very good at slagging each other off in a fun way and taking each other down a peg or two, you know. That's what we do best. That's what keeps us entertained, you know, making fun of each other. It's been crazy. It's been crazy 7 years on the road here. And I'm just looking for more, you know. And it feels like only yesterday that I started or that I had my first match in Boston. So it's, you know, in Lowell as well. But it's just crazy how time flies. But as I said, we're going back. It's Christmas season coming up, so it's a very special season for everybody. And what better way to kick off your Saturday than or kick off December than coming to WWE Live Event?
When you were a kid, is this what you wanted to be? Is this what you dreamed about?
Yeah, two dreams. This one and to play for Liverpool Football Club back in England was another one. There was four Irish players in Liverpool, four Irish international soccer players or football players, whatever you want to call them. That was another dream of mine. But WWE is very, very strong for me. I always wanted to do it. I was always glued to the TV anytime it came on. So it's just a whole dream. It feels like a whole dream to me, to be honest with you. It's all happened so fast and so quick. I'm just hoping it doesn't go too much faster so it's all gone before I even realize it's happening, you know?
You're going to be at the Sangus on Saturday, December 10th. People can go to sangacenter.com to get more ticket information. There's going to be a lot of kids in the crowd. You were talking about how it's holiday season. For a lot of kids, just going to see you or meet you is like a gift they would ask Santa for. Do you remember what your favorite Christmas gift as a kid was?
Oh, I want brilliant Christmas. And I know for nostalgia, even the 80s, I got a load of masks and universe gear. And I got a lot of A-Team was big, too. Mr. T was big. I can't even remember what year this was, 84, maybe 85. But I remember it was like, obviously it has to be the best Christmas ever. I think the parents went overboard on that one. But it was a definitely good Christmas for me. But I'm a big fan of the 80s and nostalgia. Sorry, there's loads of people going through here with barrels because I'm on TV for Raw and Austin. So a load of noise going on. I apologize. But we're about to kick off Raw tonight. And then, of course, we'll be with you guys Saturday. So it's going to be good crack. The train here never stops. And Lowell, Massachusetts, the next stop. So we're going to put on a great show. And we know nobody's going to leave disappointed.
You're talking about your love of the 80s. That's when I grew up, too. What's some of your favorite 80s music that you love? Is that what you listen to when you're getting psyched up for a match?
No, definitely not. That's what I listen to when I want to, like, just kind of, like, wind down 80s music. Like, I listen to anything, honestly, anything 80s. My favorite movies definitely have to be Back to the Future, Ghostbusters, Goonies. I mean, I thought the 80s was a great decade for everything, music, movies. Of course, all the kids will probably think I'm like a dinosaur now, or if the 80s feel like a dinosaur. But it was definitely a fun period. And you can tell a lot of people now, like even that Stranger Things show that came on Netflix, it just shows how big the 80s are. A lot of people.
The 80s was a great decade, but it was a little unfortunate for our hairstyles and maybe some of our clothes.
Did you have the high hair?
Of course I did.
I'm sure people go back. There's a record number of bottles of hairspray being sold in the 80s that probably never recovered from. Huge crashes they want people made in the 90s, but there was a lot of weird looking hair rolling around back then. A lot of weird hair.
Hey, we were cool back then, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think anyone in the 80s was cool. I don't think anyone ever was cool in the 80s, no matter how much they thought they were.
Well, tell me about your match on Saturday at the Songest before I let you go.
Sure, yeah. It's a fatal four-way tag match. It's myself and Cesaro, who we've had a lot of issues getting on together against Enzo and Cass, against The Club, and against New Day, who are close to being the longest reigning tag team champions of all time. So it's going to be an interesting match. Seeing eight guys around the ring like that, it's a spectacle in itself. But there's a lot of hungry tag teams, we're trying to reinvent to keep the tag team, the division going. Hey guys, and you know what I mean, pushing forward. There's Cesaro now going to shame me. Cesaro, keep moving there, keep moving, Cesaro. That's a good man. I told him. But yeah, it's just gonna be a lot of fun, a lot of entertainment. But just like that, Roman Reigns will be there, U.S. Champion Kevin Owens, Universal Champion Seth Rollins will be there. All the women's wrestlers will be there, like Charlotte, Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks is local to Boston too, so. It's going to be a fun match, fun show, and as always, it's going to be a great crowd.
Seamus, I appreciate the time. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks very much for being with you. Appreciate it. Have a great Christmas, and I'll talk to you.
You got it. You too.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 3 to 7 on Boston's Rock Station, WAAF.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.